The information provided to you on Gateway to Vibrant Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, and I say it's all right.
And now, it's time for Gateway to Vibrant Health with your host, nutritional consultant, and certified natural health professional, Valerie Hall.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Gateway to Vibrant Health, brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Market. I'm your host, Valerie Hall. Always love to bring you the latest and greatest health information naturally so that you can support your own bodies and, of course, the bodies of our friends and family. I always get calls and emails from people who would like to help somebody that they know and love in a natural way. So I know that this information is kind of a ripple effect. It goes out there like a pebble in the pond and touches many, many people. So thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate having you with us today. We have a fantastic returning guest. For 30 years, Susan Smith-Jones has taught students, staff, and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit. And she's the author of over 26 books, including her titles like Walking on Air, The Joy Factor, Recipes for Health Bliss, which is a fabulous cookbook if you're in the market for one of those for the holidays. She also has written The Healing Power of Nature Foods and Detoxify and Rejuvenate. You can learn more about everything that she talks about, healthy living, looking younger, natural stress solutions, and detoxification, as well as great recipes, on her website, which is SusanSmithJones.com. Susan, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Valerie. Great to be back with you. Thank you.
Absolutely. We are always thrilled to have you. And we've talked about some great topics over the years. As we are heading into the winter season, weather is cooling down everywhere. This is that time of year where those little sinus issues might pop up, lung issues. And a lot of people don't understand that when we get mucus production, it's really part of our body's defense system. We're trying to get rid of things. We're trying to push stuff out, but it's really uncomfortable and can be very difficult to function normally when we have a lot of those kind of issues. So there are some fabulous things that I keep in my natural medicine cabinet, and especially in the winter months. What are some of your favorites?
And I like what you just said. Now, before I mention one of my favorites, I always notice that during the winter, we're indoors a little bit more, and we're closer to people. And then lots of people still don't realize, Valerie, that when you sneeze, you want to sneeze into the inner side of your elbow, not on your hand, because with a sneeze, with a cough, anything on your hand, and then if you touch your eyes and your mouth, it's so easy this time of year to get a cold or the flu. And you know, I haven't had either for over 30 years.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I know it is. Thanks to my grandmother teaching me everything she did when I was really young. But what's always front and center in my home's medicine chest is a line of products that actually come from Switzerland. They're herbal remedies, and it's called Olbas, O-L-B-A-S. I would never be without them. You know, they've been around for over 100 years. They're sold in over 20 countries. In fact, not long ago, I was doing a media tour over in the U.K., and all of the pharmacies, and they call them chemist shops there, but they all have the Olbas products. It's amazing. And of course, you can get them at Sprouts here. And they are just wonderful essential oils.
You know, Susan, I have such respect for these long-standing companies, and especially when they come from another country, like over in Europe. Europe has a long history of using natural medicine, really going back millennia. And when you have a company that's been really well established over there, you're getting a product line that is tremendously effective because it wouldn't be sold in over 20 countries. And you're also getting something with really high quality ingredients. Most American companies are not able to sell overseas because of the stricter standards in many countries in Europe and Canada and so forth. So these really high quality European companies garner a lot of my respect, and I've used them over the years with tremendous results.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And there's a wonderful history to the Olbus line. See, the word Olbus, O-L-B-A-S, that's an acronym, and it stands for Oleum Basilium, or that means oil from basil. And as some people might know, Basel is this amazing city in Switzerland, and it's nestled on the border of Germany and France, and it's world-renowned as a center of pharmaceutical research. So it was literally more than 100 years ago that all these herbalists in Basel developed a blend of pure essential oils that came to be known as Olbus oil. And the natural essential oils in Olbus are extracted from six medicinal herbs. And these herbs really have been the basis of healing in cultures around the world for centuries. And each of these six herbs, and I'll tell you briefly what each one does, but they all work individually very well for different reasons. But when you put them together, then the synergistic effect is phenomenal. And these are the six oils that are in the Olbus oil and the other Olbus products. And they're peppermint. I'll just mention briefly, peppermint's been valued for centuries as an aromatic stimulant, and it provides benefits to the nasal and the bronchial areas. Then there's eucalyptus. I think most people know all of these. Maybe the next one you might not know. But eucalyptus promotes oxygen absorption, and it does that by relaxing the respiratory muscles, and then it enhances the breathing passages. And then there's cajuput, C-A-J-U-P-U-T. And this is a powerful oil that soothes the bronchioles and the sinus passages and supports healthy breathing. And then the remaining three, we've got juniper that stimulates metabolism and supports the immune system. And then there's wintergreen. Most people know that. That contributes to that warm, soothing feeling when that Olbus oil is applied to the skin. And that also has that pleasant aroma. I love it. And supports the breathing passages. And then the sixth one is clove. Most of us know clove, especially during these holidays. And that's a strong, stimulating aromatic spice that enhances the overall effect of what we know as Olbus oil.
So interesting that many of the different spices and herbs that we use in cooking are really have their roots as medicinal things. This is nature's medicine, what nature put here for us to use in so many ways. They flavor our foods. They are some of these that you talked about, like the peppermint and eucalyptus, have a lot of what they call volatile oils, which are very aromatic, fabulous oils for the respiratory system and for other parts of the body as well. Peppermint is really soothing for the intestinal tract.
Yes, yes. And the oil was the first product that was made over 100 years ago. And the oil, it comes in different sizes, a small and a large, but it's a very aromatic inhalant. And it delivers this invigorating and soothing sensations to the bronchial and nasal areas. And there's so many ways you can use it. You can drop a couple drops of it into a handkerchief and hold it over your nose and breathe it in that way. Or you can use, they also have the inhaler that pocket size, it's portable, it gives you instant results. Or you can put a few drops of the oil, I've done this before, in a bowl of hot water and drape a towel over your head and breathe it in, and you breathe in those powerful vapors, and it just helps to clear up your nasal passages. At night, you can put a few drops on a tissue and tuck it inside your pillowcase, and that will help stimulate and enhance your breathing passages so that you get a good night's sleep.
What a great idea. Let's stop there for a second. I want to expand upon that a little bit, because a lot of people have trouble sleeping because they get more congested at night and because they're laying horizontally. And that's a fantastic idea. A couple drops of the Olbus oil on a Kleenex, stick that in the pillowcase. That is a terrific idea. And I'm going to use that on the road because I just got back from Denver. And boy, is the air dry there. It was just very hard on my sinuses. But I noticed that everywhere I travel, you've either got heat or air conditioning on in the hotel all the time, tremendously drying, and it really can upset my sinuses. So when we come back with Susan Smith-Jones, we're going to talk about some more great uses for the Olbus oil and some of their other fantastic products. We'll be right back. So happy you're all joining us today to learn more about natural health with myself and Susan Smith-Jones, who is giving us a great rundown on the Olbus products, which are fantastic for respiratory health, for helping clear our sinuses and our lungs, all the things that we want to be prepared for as winter approaches, as our change of season approaches. This is the time of year when that certainly gets more top of the mind awareness from us all. And the Olbus products that we're talking about are so easy to access. Almost every health food store across the country is going to carry these. And Sprouts Farmers Market, who's our wonderful sponsor, is going to have all of these great products. So you can find them ever so easily.
Now, we mentioned putting it on a tissue and tuck it inside your pillowcase. This is also great for children, because often children might have allergy problem or a cold or whatever it is, or just the dry environment, like you mentioned. And you just have to love that it's completely natural. And so often a child can sleep better when you just put a little bit, a few drops on a tissue in the pillowcase, or you can put it in a few drops in a diffuser next to the bed to go on through the night. That works. And now one of my favorite ways to use it, it makes my bathroom like a spa, is it's like a steam bath. You just warm up your shower with hot water and then put a few drops down on the shower floor. Just drip them down. And what a sensation, because it makes an excellent, fragrant, wake-me-up thing to do every morning, you know, especially when you're half asleep probably when you take a shower. Now, you can also use the oil for a massage. If you have stiff, achy joints, when I get a therapeutic massage like I usually do about monthly, sometimes I bring my Olbus oil with me. There's another way you can use it that they don't even advertise at Olbus.com. And this is just between us, Valerie, but I have many of my clients tell me that they don't need the KY creams anymore because this works better and there's nothing toxic in it or irritating. And I know it's absolutely wonderful to get you in the mood.
So it can be applied directly to the skin, because I was wondering if you could use this
massages,
like as a rub on your chest, you know, like we used to do with the VapoRub kind of stuff, but without any of the petroleum byproduct stuff.
Exactly.
Much healthier way to go. So this could be used. This is the Olbus oil that we're talking about, available at Sprouts Farmers Market and other great health food stores all across the country and across the world, really. This is an international fabulous company from Switzerland. And so this can be used in a lot of different ways. I'm glad they have a small size so that we can try it out first. And I've noticed I have a large bottle of this myself, and it lasts a very long time.
Oh, it sure does. It's amazing, really, how long it lasts. But if you want to have something that's more portable that you can use easily, they have, and I'm never ever without these, and I get seven at a time, and I'll tell you why in a moment, but they have a pocket-sized inhaler that offers the same pleasant, refreshing, and cooling sensation to your nasal passages, and, you know, it's perfect to use during any seasonal discomfort or, you know, even if someone around you has strong perfume on, or I'll tell you also that if you talk a lot, And we'll talk about the pastilles in a moment. Your throat can get dry, but just using the inhaler will help you breathe better. And the reason I buy so many at once is, first of all, you don't want to share yours with anyone else. Even if you're married or you have children, you keep your little inhaler that's about the size of your pinky finger. I'm looking at mine right now. You keep that to yourself. And I always have one, like here at my desk where I am, my bedside table, my purse, my gym bag, my travel bag that's always set to go for flying, and I keep one in my car. And you just never know when you might need it. You know, if you just need to open your nasal passages. And I told you this quick story before. It was amazing that a few months ago, my cable went out on my TV. And the cable guy came by with, and he had running eyes, and he was sneezing and coughing, and I thought, great, I haven't been sick in decades, and now he's really sick. And I said to him, do you have a cold? He said, no, ma'am, I have terrible allergies. And he said, I really haven't been able to breathe in years. He said about 30 years. He hasn't been able to breathe, and he's been on all kinds of medication. He had serious allergies. So I said, excuse me, and I rushed to my other room, and I got a fresh inhaler, a new one, and I brought it back, and I showed him mine. I showed him how I used it. I showed him the example, and I asked him to do it, and he put it in his nostril and breathed in, held the other nostril, breathed in one nostril. And this guy got all teary-eyed, and like he was about to cry. And I thought, oh, boy, I've done it now. And he said to me that this is the first time he could literally breathe through his nose in years. So, of course, he asked what it was. I always keep extra on hand to give as gifts. So I gave him some oil and the inhaler. I gave him the pastilles. I even gave him some cough syrup. And, you know, so now he's a devotee of Olbus products.
Yes. That's amazing. You know, that brings up a great point about this inhaler. First of all, it's very small. It's about the size of a tube of lipstick. Mm-hmm. And so it's easy, very portable, can be put in your pocket, put in your purse or wherever, in your car, all those wonderful places. And I have three or four little tubes myself that I have with me at all times. It really opens up the breathing passageways very nicely. I've even rolled over in the middle of the night feeling a little congested and used it because I always have one in my bedside table, and it works really well, opens up that breathing, and back to sleep I go. So it's very nice for opening up those breathing passageways, and it's all just done with the aromatic features of natural essential oils.
I know. And but now you're going to put the tissue in your pillowcase.
Yes, now I am.
Yep, it's fast-acting, and it gives you immediate, fresh, like a clean feeling in your nose, your sinuses, and your lungs. And it's not expensive, and it's all natural, and it's very efficacious. So this is why I'm never without any of these Olbus products for decades and decades.
Yes, it is a great, great line. I also have had that Olbus inhaler for at least a decade hanging around my house and my purse for many, many years myself. What a fabulous product it is.
And let me say, though, you don't use one for a decade.
No.
It's about, because it will get weaker and weaker. About
right.
Every 3 months, you replace it with a new one.
Exactly.
Depending on how often you use it. I use it a few times a day, and it's about every 3 months that I pull out a new one.
Very good. You know, when we were talking about the oil earlier, you mentioned how that can be something that is good when you're around unpleasant smells. There are a lot of people who work jobs that are constantly unpleasant smells. So that would be a really nice thing for them also to use.
Yes, yes. And I'm not sure how much I should say, but it doesn't matter, right? We'll just tell the whole truth.
This is just between us, right?
Yeah, exactly. So sometimes, like I do lots and lots of radio, 15 to 20 interviews a month, and often on a commercial break, just to make sure my nasal passages are clear and it feels good, I'll take two of them and I'll open them up. I'm sort of doing this now. I guess it's good we don't have video here.
We're not on Skype. It's okay.
I've got one in one nostril, and it's just hanging down. It stays by itself, and I'll put one in the other nostril. And for the 3 minutes I'm on commercial break, I'm just breathing in the beautiful, clean, you know, fresh vapors of this Olbus inhaler.
And they smell terrific, too. It's a very, very pleasant. Yeah, I do, too. Now, another way that I've used this in the past is on airplanes.
Yeah.
You know, if you... So here's a great tip. Bring this... We all, many of us, are doing some holiday travel. And a lot of times people get on a plane, or people like you and I who hop on planes constantly for work. But it's a fabulous thing if you're a little congested, or even if you're not... If you have a guy who sits next to you who hasn't had a shower in 3 days, let's use that Olbus inhaler. Or if you are a little stuffy, it will help to open things up. And, you know, there's that big connection between the ears and the sinuses.
Yes.
So if you're someone who has trouble adjusting to the different altitudes in a plane, this could be really helpful there as well. That just occurred to me. That was a light bulb moment right there.
That's right. That's exactly right. And whether you have the nerve to do this or not, you can bring two with you. And if you just don't want anybody to sit next to you on the flight, and you sit down before anybody else and people are walking by and you wonder who will be sitting next to you, just open two of your inhalers, put one in each nostril, and sit there.
Nice.
And I think the people will, if they're supposed to be sitting next to you, they'll ask for another place to sit.
Oh,
and then
gosh.
You'll have quiet and solitude.
Oh, that's funny. I love it. Now, you heard it here on Gateway to Vibrant Health, lifestyle tips of the rich and famous. Here we go. How to ward off someone from sitting next to you. Perfect, perfect. You know, and another thing that happens, if you are congested and you get in a plane, oh, it can hurt like crazy because you can't adjust that ear pressure when you're really plugged up. So you could use the Olbus oil, you could use the Olbus inhaler, you could use a variety of things to help you through that and keep things open, keep yourself breathing, allow your ears to adjust in a much easier way.
Right. And have you ever sat next to someone who won't stop talking to you, even though you're trying to read a book? And that's another reason to keep two of them hanging out of your nostrils, because someone would be less apt to speak to you if you were sitting next to them like a, what is it, a walrus?
Very good. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about some more great Olbus products with Susan Smith-Jones. We'll be right back.
And now, it's time for Gateway to Vibrant Health with your host, nutritional consultant and certified natural health professional, Valerie Hall.
Well, Susan, it is always such a pleasure to have you with us. And you have given us some great food for thought so far on this interview. Some interesting things that we might not have thought about applying Olbus oils and inhalers for. So love all of your great tips. They also make an outstanding cough syrup. Boy, do I love that one. That's one of my favorite cough syrups I've ever tried.
Again, like all the other products, I would never be without this. And even if I don't have a cough, sometimes my throat's a little dry or a little uncomfortable, and it tastes great. Now, the cough syrup has those six essential oils, and then they're blended with five herbal extracts that are all known for their respiratory and immune system benefits. And I think you know all of these. It's thyme and licorice, plantain, horse chestnut, and pine. And then all of that, those five herbal extracts and the six essential oils, are then mixed with some wildflower honey, which is very soothing on the throat. Now, it's safe for children over 2 years of age. It's been tried and true, you know, around the world for 100 years. And even on this famous website called SafeBaby, SafeBaby.com, they recommend it. And you know how sometimes, even if you don't have a cold or a sore throat, it feels like your body's trying to catch something. And oftentimes that, you know, and that, you know, when that happens to me the most is when I've gotten off of a flight.
Yes.
Because you breathe in that air, but you can nip it in the bud with a little bit of this cough syrup. And so it's highly effective. It's great tasting. The kids love it. And it helps support a healthy bronchial activity. And by the way, it also provides natural antioxidants that support the immune system. And so it's something you always want to keep in your home's medicine chest.
Excellent. You know, I am like you. We both do a lot of public speaking, whether that's on the radio or in person. We're always talking. So it's just great for the throat. When I've had a big day and I've done a lot of talking, I'll sometimes do a little spoon of that Olbus cough syrup, and it really helps to coat my throat, soothe it for after I've been to a rock and roll concert, screaming all night, that kind of thing. So just a great thing to do for that throat. And a great way to nip a cold in the bud before it actually gets you is to use that, because you're boosting your immune system. A lot of the cold viruses really attach to places in the throat. So if you can coat your throat with something like the Olbus cough syrup, you can do a lot of good towards preventing that from really being able to replicate and get going and starting to take over our own bodies.
Yes, and I know, Valerie, you know as well as I do, some of the very deleterious products that they have for children for coughs. Over at the pharmacies, you really want to stay away from those. You want something that's absolutely natural. And this isn't for babies or toddlers. You want the child to be over 2 years old, or anyone who really has had some honey in the diet, you know, over 2 years old. That's what I always say.
Right, because they don't recommend honey for babies who are less than 2 years old, correct?
That's right. Right.
Yeah. Very good. So this is the Olbus cough syrup that we've been talking about. The other thing I love about these products is they're very reasonably priced. They're generally in the $5 to $10 range. So for the inhaler, for the cough syrup, you're looking at something so reasonably priced. And you know, the cough syrups that they recommend for children, so many bad things in them. The commercial, pharmaceutical, over-the-counter kind of stuff from the drugstore. So many bad things for our kids. And one of those bad things is the red dye. All of those children's pharmaceutical cough syrups are loaded with red food coloring, one of the most aggravating food colorings for their mental state of mind. There's been a lot of research now linking hyperactivity and attention and focus issues with these different food colorings, and particularly the red one. The red food dye is one of the most toxic in terms of our mental state. And yet every kid's cough syrup that's a commercial brand out there is loaded with that and other questionable things to be giving children as decongestants. This would be a great step in the right direction for the health of the whole family. This is one that can be used by everybody as long as the kids are over 2 years old. Just an amazing cough syrup that tastes good. The kids won't complain. Boy, I can remember when my girls were little how they would complain when I gave them the commercial cough syrups, because unfortunately back then I didn't know about natural medicine. And thank heavens I've learned.
Yeah, that's right. And you and I agree on this. You want to eschew any foods, anything in your diet that has artificial colorings and flavorings. And even right now, if you think, well, I don't need these products, I don't have allergies, I'm not sick, I can breathe through my nose, you never know when all of a sudden you might need something. And all of these products are good just to keep on hand in your home's medicine chest, and especially the inhaler. You want to keep that with you all the time, because you never know when you might need it.
Exactly. And with something like the cough syrup, with its immune-boosting properties, I think that anytime you feel something trying to get you, as far as a cold or an illness, a flu, the sooner you get to it, the better. Because initially, you just have maybe a few thousand virus cells running around your body, but they're going to be replicating themselves as fast as they can. And within a couple of hours, you could have millions of them running around in your body. Mm-hmm. And it just multiplies from there, injecting their little viral stuff into our cells. So we want to nip that in the bud whenever possible, and address it as quickly as possible. So having things on hand, that's why I travel with an assortment of things, so that if anything starts coming my way, I've got stuff at the ready. Because at two in the morning, you can't go running to a health food store.
That's absolutely right. And if you are around people, and probably you will be, that are sick this holiday season and throughout the winter, you know, the rest of the fall and the winter, or someone who has a cold, if you shake someone's hand, if someone sneezes by you, you know, where these germs enter our body, the quickest is our eyes, our nose, and our mouth. Just make sure you don't touch your face with your hand if you've just shaken somebody's hand who you think might be sick. And it's very prudent to wash your hands. And always when you sneeze, the new way to sneeze is not into your hand, but over inside your elbow. Because a sneeze in a second can travel at least 20 feet in front of you, the little debris from the sneeze. So, you know, just be really aware. And I'm really aware. One of the reasons why I haven't gotten sick in decades.
Oh, very good. That's right. You got to take care not to be touching your mouth and your nose and your eyes with your fingers. That's just a good rule anyway to prevent getting different things, different viruses,
yes.
Because we've really come in contact with tons of, maybe thousands of viruses and bacteria every single day.
I know. I mean, Valerie, it can be so simple. You can be on a train or a plane or in a hotel room and you touch the remote or you a pole to help you on the train or whatever it is, and you don't know who's been touching that. Even, it's best to keep your hands away from your face all the time, because germs and viruses can stay on money for days and sometimes weeks, on paper money.
Wow.
And how often do we have to do money exchange? So it's good to get in the habit of not touching your face with your hand. And I have a ritual that whenever I walk into my home, I come in my kitchen side door, and I don't even walk to the rest of the house. I don't leave the kitchen until I've washed my hands. And you've got to wash them long enough to do good. You know, use warm to hot water, and I usually do it to Row, Row, Row Your Boat song. Because that's a great song if you think about the words. It's really true. Because how do you want to live? Merrily, you want to live merrily.
Right.
Life is but a dream. And if you sing it slowly, then you've washed your hands well.
That's a great tip. I like that. You know, and the other thing I want to put out there is do not use antibacterial soap. Boy,
yes.
They're finding hormone disruptors in the triclosan in there. They don't do any better job of cleaning your hands of germs than regular soap does. And our surface of our skin is supposed to have good bacteria on it as well, and we're wiping that out. So they're finding now a lot of problems with antibacterial soap because everything we put on our skin is going to be soaked right into our bloodstream as well.
Right.
So get away from that. If you're using antibacterial soap, get away from that. Use regular soap, warm water, sing Row, Row, Row Your Boat. Give it a couple minutes or give it a minute or so so that you're really washing well. And that's going to be a great strategy. I do the same thing, Susan. I wash my hands as soon as I come in from shopping or anything I've been doing out during the day, and wash my hands frequently during the day. But I do not want to use those antibacterial soaps.
No, and I never would. And I keep telling the Olbus family that I want them to make like a nice light moisturizer, because after I've washed my hands, I want to put a little bit of moisture, you know, back in my hands. And it'd be so nice to have something I could put on my hands where I bring my back of my hand up to my nose and I can still smell the Olbus.
Nice. Well, until they do that,
yeah,
you could always put a little drop of Olbus on your lotion or your coconut oil and do it that way.
And sometimes what I do is I'll put a little bit on like a little cotton ball and I'll put it in my pocket if I have a pocket like in my blazer or my shirt. Because that's not far from my nose. I like that, too. And then I can just pull it out and breathe it in, too.
Outstanding. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about another excellent product by Olbus that I love and use all the time. We'll be right back.
And now, it's time for Gateway to Vibrant Health with your host, nutritional consultant and certified natural health professional, Valerie Hall.
Well, from row, row, row your boat to ways to keep people off the chair next to you in the airplane, we've really hit a lot of interesting topics today, Susan.
Yes, we have.
We've been talking about Olbus products, the cough syrup, the fabulous oil, the inhaler, and now we're going to talk about the pastilles, which are like little things you pop in your mouth that are going to slowly dissolve. And all of these are easily available at a Sprouts Farmers Market. And Olbus, the company we've been talking about, has an excellent website as well. And that's just olbus.com. And Olbus is spelled O-L-B-A-S. So, Susan, let's talk about those pastilles. These are fantastic for so many different people because they're great for the throat, wonderful for anybody who is a singer, a speaker, anybody who's got a rough throat of any kind, or as I love live music, maybe for me at the concerts and afterwards.
Oh, without a doubt. Now, their maximum strength, I like that, which means the moment you pop one in your mouth and you start sucking on it, your nasal passages begin to clear. You know, they're called herbal cough drops, but I rarely have a cough, but I still have them all the time. So here's what you want to know about them. They're maximum strength. They have that powerful vapor action. And like the inhaler, they provide this instant, cool, soothing relief. If you have a sore throat, to help fight coughs, to make your nasal passages feel clearer. And what's in the pastilles are soothing herbs compounded with the menthol and chlorophyll, which gives these drops their beautiful, luscious green color. And I'll tell you a little hint. I don't go buy breath mints anymore because the Olbus pastilles are my go-to breath mint. I love it. And also, I did a little experiment with 21 people last year, and I gave them all the pastilles. I said to them, when you get a food craving and you just feel like you want to eat, instead of eating, I'd like you to put a pastille in your mouth and suck on it and enjoy it because it gives you this great sensation in your nose and your throat that is, it's hard to describe. It's like this cool, instant, soothing relief. And everybody said it made them lose interest in eating because they loved the taste, the flavor, the soothing sensation of the pastille. And we're coming up on the holidays if you sing in the choir, because singers love pastilles. It kind of gives you like a soothing feeling to your throat pipes, you know, your vocal cords. And there are other reasons to use them. If you're like, it's so weird how this happens to me. I'm sitting alone. I often go to movies alone when I have time. And I'm alone. And wouldn't you know, when the movie's the most quiet, all of a sudden you get a tickle in your throat. Or like last weekend, I went to the Disney Concert Hall downtown in L.A., and I wasn't on the end. I was in the middle of a long row, and I went, I could feel like, and it wasn't a cough, it's not a cold, it's just a tickle. You know how that can come up. And there's no way I would want everybody in the row in the middle of the concert to stand up for me to get out to leave. And I just open my purse, and I pull out a pastille, and you suck on it, and it instantly takes that little tickle away that you might get in your throat.
What a great idea. You know, I've always, every time I go to a play or something like that, you always hear people around in the audience who have that tickle, have that little cough, and it's just a terrific thing to have something with you that you could use for that. Wonderful to keep those, the throat lubricated. You know, another use for this, some people have very dry mouth. So this can help keep your mouth lubricated, your throat lubricated. If you have a lack of saliva for any reason, there are some physical conditions that have that, as well as many medications that cause people to have drier mouths. So this is can be used kind of as a lubricator for your mouth and your throat as well.
And if you have a sore throat, some people have mouth pain. There's a natural anesthetic action that's in these pastilles. And if you're sitting next to someone and you know that this happens, that's wearing a very strong cologne or perfume, just putting one of these pastilles in your mouth, because you can taste it, it takes away that strong aroma of the perfume because you've got a better flavor and aroma right there going on in your mouth.
Excellent. Or when you inhale something that's irritating. So if you go by a house that's having a new roof put on it and you've got all that horrible smell, or when you walk down the street and there are cigarette smokers outside of businesses and stuff. Oh, when I see them, I try to hold my breath. I take a deep breath when I'm far away, try to hold my breath till I get past them. But sometimes that's just not possible.
I know. And I always do that. And I want them to see me doing this. And I go, and then I put my hand in front of my nose and I fan it because I want them to see how irritating that cigarette smoke is.
It's a difficult addiction for people. I used to smoke cigarettes. Thank goodness I quit 30 years ago. But it was a very hard thing to quit. And so I have some sympathy for them that something else is controlling them that way. But it can be done. I'm proof it can be done.
And so, I always think that the best gift you can give someone is the gift of health, whether it's for you give to yourself or you give to other people. And I love that things like the inhaler, I recommend everyone buy a couple dozen because they make great stocking stuffers. Or you can just give them to your friends. Everyone you give, especially the inhaler to, because everyone can use it every day, they will thank you forevermore. They'll never forget that you were the one that introduced them to the Olbus inhaler. And the like, for example, the pastilles and the inhaler together make great stocking stuffers or gifts to give to people. Or you could buy all four of these, the oil, the inhaler, the cough syrup, and pastille, to your loved ones, your friends, your business associates, and you're giving them the gift of health.
Outstanding, Susan. Well, our time always flies by. I always love having you as a guest. We've been talking about Olbus products. They're available at Sprouts Farmers Market and other great health food stores all across the country. So you've got these fantastic Olbus products easily available. Susan, thanks so much for coming on and sharing all this great information with our listeners.
Thank you. I look forward to our next visit.
Wonderful. Everybody have a happy and healthy week.